I could not catch him. I was way too weak. Nothing I could do but keep him in mind. I fell asleep as soon as I'd eaten. Drums wakened me. They were the drums with deep voices, the kind men sound by pounding with fists or palms. Boom, boom, boom. No respite. Ram told me they would not let up till next dawn. Other drums with deeper voices joined them. I peered out of the crude lean-to Ram had built for me. One was not far away. The man pounding the drum used paddle mallets with handles 4 feet long. There was one such drum at each of the wind's 4 quarters. More drums throbbed within the temple. Ram assured me it had been cleansed and sanctified. I did not much care. I was as sick as ever I had been. My night had been filled with the darkest dreams yet, dreams in which the whole world suffered from advanced leprosy. The smell lingered in my nostrils, worsening the sickness. Ram had anticipated my condition. Maybe he had watched me in my sleep, predicating my sickness from how I rested. I don't know. But he put up a crude privacy screen so I would not become a public entertainment. I was past the worst when Narayan came in.
"If you don't go to see a physician after this, I'll personally drag you to Taglios." "Mistress, there's no reason not to take the time."
"I will, I will. You can count on it."
"I do. You're important to me. You're our future."
Chanting began in the temple. Why is it different this time?
"So much to crowd in. Ceremonial obligations and initiations. You won't have anything to do till tonight. Rest. And you'll rest again tomorrow if the ceremony wears you out."
Just lying around. Nothing to do. That was a strain itself. I could not recall a time when I'd had nothing to do but lie around. Once I got control of my nausea, I tried to extend and stretch my talents. They were coming back almost of their own accord. I was capable of more than I suspected. I was close to being a match for the wizard's smoke now. Good news must be balanced by bad, I suppose. My elation died when I looked up from cupped palms and found myself caught in a dream right there in broad daylight. I could see both the horror of the worst dream and the grove around me. Neither seemed completely real. Neither was more substantial than the other. I went from the caverns of death to a plain of death. I had gone there only rarely. I associated that plain with the battle during which Kina had devoured hordes of demons. A great black figure strode across the plain, her movements stylized, like goony dances. Each step shook the plain. I felt the shaking. It was as real as an earthquake. She wore nothing. Her shape was not quite human. She had 4 arms and 8 breasts. Each hand clutched something suggestive of death or warfare. She wore a necklace of baby skulls. From her girdle, like bunches of withered bananas, hung strings of what I first took to be several thumbs, but which, as she stamped closer, proved to be more singular and potent male appendages. Her hairless head was shaped more like an egg than a human head. At first it impressed me as an insectoid, but she had a mouth like that of a carnivore. Blood dribbled down her chin. Her eyes were large and filled with fire. The stench of old death preceded her.